Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's March-April 2025 edition on page 24, entitled 13 Things. Tea Time by Patty Lanoue Stearns. Number 1, pop the kettle on. April 21st is National Tea Day. Actually, a dozen days throughout the year celebrate tea in its many forms, chai, iced, bubble, etc. And on any given day, more than half of Americans have a cup. Together, we drink more than 85 billion servings each year. Most of it Lipton. Bigelow is the next biggest brand name. Number 2, tea is second to water as the most popular beverage in the world. It was discovered by accident nearly 5,000 years ago, according to legend. As the story goes, Chinese Emperor Shen Nong sipped it first in 2737 BC after leaves from the tree above him blew into his pot of boiling water. While tea is popular in China, Brits brew it more often, as English breakfast, English afternoon, and Irish breakfast teas can all attest. But another country beats them all. Turkey drinks the most tea per capita, followed by Ireland, and then the United Kingdom. Number 3, tea's 3,000-plus varieties boil down to a handful of main ingredients: black, green, yellow, white, purple, oolong, and pu'er. But they all come from the same plant, Camellia sinensis, a tropical evergreen shrub native to Central Southeast Asia. Number 4, green teas like Japanese sencha have low levels of caffeine, while black teas like orange pekoe pack more of a punch. Perhaps you've heard that tea has more caffeine than coffee? It's technically true. By weight, dry tea leaves contain more caffeine than coffee beans do. But once the beverages are brewed, even black tea has only about half the jolt of Java. Number 5, other common misconceptions include some of the purported real facts printed inside Snapple bottle caps. The iced tea brand has more than 1,500 of these, all cataloged on its website. And while some turn out to be apocryphal, most are true, including fact number 1,536. Two of Snapple's founders were window washers in Brooklyn. Number 6, iced tea, while often associated with the American South, originated in Russia. Of course, the most indulgent iced tea is Southern-style sweet tea, which can be dangerously sweet. Many sweet tea preparations have as much sugar as Coca-Cola does, and some have even more. Number 7, one of the priciest teas in history was the original form of a variety called Da Hong Pao, picked from one of the 6 mother bushes high in China's rocky Wuyi Mountains. Harvesting these prized bushes became illegal in 2007. But before then, Da Hong Pao would set you back about $2,400 a cup. Nowadays, different and much more affordable versions are available to buy. An oft-quoted story says that in 1972, Mao Zedong presented the visiting Richard Nixon with 400 grams of the original leaves as a welcome gift. Today, that would be worth $1 million. Number 8, afternoon tea. Often erroneously called high tea, is served alongside scones and finger sandwiches, as seen in Alice in Wonderland or the Netflix hit Bridgerton. This English tradition is said to have begun in 1840 when Anna Marie Russell, the 7th Duchess of Bedford, simply got too hungry waiting for her customary 8 p.m. dinner. You can have a tea party fit for the Mad Hatter in several Alice in Wonderland-themed tea rooms in cities big and small, including Atlanta, Georgia, Mystic, Connecticut, and Anoka, Minnesota. Number 9, or you might enjoy brewing your own sun tea, which is steeped in water heated by the sun as opposed to a kettle. But a word of caution, sun-brewed tea usually reaches only 130 degrees Fahrenheit, which isn't hot enough to kill any bacteria that might develop. So the safer, if less fun, way to cold brew tea is the refrigerator. Either way, wait a few hours to take your first refreshing sip. Number 10, masala chai, often called chai tea or simply chai here in America, is practically synonymous with India. The warmly spiced black tea is a great source of antioxidants, and it mixes wonderfully with milk. Bubble tea, also called boba tea, is another milky concoction. This cold tea drink from Taiwan typically comes with chewy tapioca pearls, the boba or bubbles, which are fun to slurp through the customary giant straw. Number 11, herbal teas are said to have multiple health benefits, many of which are backed up by scientific studies. Peppermint and ginger can ease gastric distress. Hibiscus can help lower blood pressure. Chamomile and lavender can soothe stress and lead to better sleep. Both are common in sleepy time teas, which you should drink 2 hours before bed for best results. Number 12, Earl Grey was a real person. Charles II, Earl Grey, served as British Prime Minister from 1830 to 1834, and he's said to have performed heroics to earn his namesake tea. As legend has it, a Chinese mandarin created the blend of black tea and oil of bergamot, a fragrant fruit that lends a distinctive citrus note, as a gift to Grey for saving his son from drowning. And the Earl so enjoyed the flavor that he asked British tea merchants to recreate the blend. And last but not least, number 13, even if you don't enjoy the taste of tea, you might consider its applications beyond drinking. Using the leaves as potpourri or as an odor absorber in your fridge or kitty litter box. Place warm tea bags, steeped and squeezed, under your eyes to reduce dark circles or puffiness. Dentists also recommend biting down on used tea bags after tooth extractions, as it promotes blood clotting. And generations of school kids have dipped their reports in tea to give them that old-timey look, though we'd appreciate you not doing that with these pages. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Ayers LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AyersLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a relaxing week.